Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo, usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Andy Pate with me today as well. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, will be with us momentarily. Yesterday's impossible question of the day. When it comes to home cooking, 19% of us have never done this. The answer was cooked a meal from scratch.
Okay, I can believe that.
Yeah. Prepackage it or do whatever and off you go.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, today's impossible question of the day is, according to a new survey, 13% of people under the age of 24, so these people are not super old, have never done this before. What is this? Here's some ideas. Write a check, buy stamps, drive a stick. There's a few ideas for you. Just remember 13%, so it's a fairly low number. 24 and under have never done this. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. So to me, buying stamps, writing a check, and driving a stick shift are more than 13% have never done that under the age of 24.
Yeah, I would think so too. I would think something much more common, but they just haven't had to deal with it yet, like changing a tire. Because 13% is so low.
That's true. It's not a very high number. Jordan, what are your thoughts, Mr. America's Money Answer Man? What do you think, sir?
I think buying stamps, people don't go to post offices. They don't even know what stamps are.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Again, we'll find out tomorrow. In the meantime, answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. So how are you today, Jordan? How are things back east?
Very warm. Global warming has gone crazy here. It's like in the 60s and 70s.
Nice. Nothing wrong
as
with that.
As we speak right now, here it is, 5 at night in New York. It's 71 degrees.
Wow, that's pretty good for you guys this time of year.
In November? Yes.
Very good. Have you had any snow yet at all?
Nothing even remotely close to it, no.
Not a yet, okay.
There's not in Colorado anywhere. Is there any snow, right?
We got a lot in the mountains right now. We just had some yesterday. Didn't get a lot. You know, we had a dusting in some places. Mountains got hit pretty hard, actually. Or I shouldn't say not hard isn't the right word, but they're getting some snow, yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes,
that's
we need that. We'll take that. We need that for our ski industry and other sundry things here in Colorado.
Well, the world has changed dramatically since we last spoke a month ago.
Yes, it has. I told you it would, and it did. Here we are.
Not in the completely predictable ways. I think the blue wave never happened.
Nope, did not.
But it's a mixed wave, I guess you might say. In the state legislatures, a lot of Republicans won. They got more seats in the House. And the Senate's still up for toss. We'll have to see what happens based on Georgia. We've never had a situation. We had two runoffs at the same time to determine which direction the Senate goes. It's quite a dramatic situation. In general, Georgia's a pretty conservative state, and you'd think they'd both go to Republicans, but you never know these days.
Nope, anymore. I wouldn't bet on anything anymore. You never know.
And that makes a big difference. I mean, if both go to Republicans, then it's a Senate majority Republican. If both go to the Democrats, it's a Senate majority Democrats. If it's 1-1, then it's the Senate's 50-50, and Vice President-elect Harris will be the deciding vote in the Senate.
So which essentially means it's a Democrat-controlled Senate at that
point.
So.
What a difference. So,
well, yeah. And I say that, although we don't have an official outcome. I know the news media would like to have an official outcome of the presidential race, but that thing's not over yet. The fat lady hasn't sung. There's not a lot of hope in the Trump camp as far as I'm concerned, although there's a lot still holding out hope, and there's still lawsuits going on, and we don't know yet.
Yeah, well, the time is clicking by, and they have to report to the electors and go to the Electoral College, so I really don't think these lawsuits are going to get anywhere. They may have some merit to them, but I don't think they're enough to swing the vote. I think the total vote was about 5 million more votes Biden got roughly 75, 76 million. Trump got about 71 million, something like that. And it was amazing how close a lot of these states were.
Oh, yes.
Nevada, Arizona, North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania. I mean, it was less than 1% in many cases. It made a big difference.
So how is this affecting all the markets? I mean, we saw the news that came out yesterday in regards to vaccine and so on, which, by the way, I think was very much timed the way they wanted it. I wouldn't say it was timed appropriately, but it was timed according to the way they wanted it timed, and the market reacted positively.
Extremely, yeah. So there are several positive developments on the vaccine front. Pfizer has one that it's still early phase one. Actually, it's phase three. It's 30,000 people, but they only had tests on 94 results. But that was very positive, 90% plus efficacy. So that's extreme. Normally, a vaccine is 50% efficacy is considered good. So this is much more than usual. And then there was another one, Johnson & Johnson and AbbVie. There's a whole series of them. Moderna is coming out with some. So it really looks like the news is going to be good. And that's why the stock market just took off like a rocket. Because if we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we're definitely in the tunnel now, then the market moves forward. So the stocks that moved up the most were those that had been hurt the most. The travel companies, airlines, hotels, cruise ships that have been just devastated. They were up like 30% or something. They're just dramatic moves. Industrial companies. And the ones that were hurt were what I've been calling the stay-at-home stocks.
Zoom
video and Netflix and the people that benefit by people staying at home, they got hurt.
So, I am not one that believes a vaccine is the cure-all, but evidently there's enough people out there that feel a confidence level of individuals will be such that it will. I mean, I, Jordan, you've heard me talk about this. I still think this is something we're all going to have to learn to live with moving forward, just like we have
with
influenza or anything else. And
it is not going to be a cure-all.
No, there's no cure-all.
A lot of people, I mean, depends on how many people take the vaccine. I mean, I've heard polls of 25 to 50% of people say they will not take it. And who knows how much. I mean, if you don't take it and you die, that's not a particularly good outcome. But we have 330 million people. And around the world, I mean, we're on fire. I think the last numbers I saw were something like 130,000 new cases recently. Other places, Europe is pretty much closing down. England, France, Spain, Italy, Germany, all having various kinds of restrictions. The only place in the world that's not having a problem is China. China's doing great right now. They pretty much banished the virus, and they're back to normal growth levels. It's kind of ironic since that's where it all started.
Yeah, isn't it, though? I laugh because, frankly, think that was not unplanned on their part by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy by any means, but when you can take a guy that you've had in your back pocket for who knows how long, especially when his son is definitely in your back pocket, and you actually release a virus in time to screw up the American election, and that guy's now potentially going to be president, sorry, but I'm not that stupid. Thoughts? Andy, anyone? Am I the only one that thinks China had something to do with this more so than what we're being told?
Well, I mean, certainly China did not stop the release of the virus to the outside world while they did stop travel from Wuhan to other Chinese provinces. And that was a big problem. So they unleashed it on the world, knowing, of course, that part of the world is America. And China is, of course, extremely invested in the American election. In fact, I would say I've never seen an American election where China was more invested in the result. So, you know, anything's possible. I know that in Europe right now, we're seeing some varied, you know, numbers, as I was telling you earlier. You know, early on, Sweden had a very high death rate, you know, per 100 cases. Now that's falling off a rock. And I ran the numbers, if I may, really
quick. Sure, go ahead. No, you're fine. That's perfect.
Okay. Over the last 2-3 weeks, whoops. My computer is, there we go. Over the last 2-3 weeks, Germany's death rate per 100 cases has jumped to over twice of Sweden's. Belgium's is over 3 times as much. France and Italy, 4 times as much. England and Spain, over 4 times as high. So now Sweden, this is why you're not hearing any news of Sweden having a high death rate anymore. It's just dropping like a rock in comparison to the others. And, of course, they still have virtually no restrictions.
Gotcha.
So there you go. Now, back to China. I don't know, but, yes, the timing is... Look, the bottom line is China did unleash a virus on the world, which did destroy their great political opponent that they wanted gone.
Correct.
Purposefulness. Hey, I'm not behind closed doors. What do you think,
Jordan? I just find it awfully ironic. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, what do you think, Jordan? I don't know about purpose, but timing certainly was damaging. Jordan?
Did we lose you, Jordan? I think we did. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll see if we can get Jordan back. He normally comes in on a back channel to us, so we'll come back, see if we can get Jordan back up and running with us in a moment. We will be right back. Extreme Auto Repair Guys is coming up next, and they want to take care of all your vehicle needs. I mentioned this yesterday because yesterday was the last day for the $75 rebate on Cooper tires. I don't know if you can still get that. You'd have to call to find out. But you can find KLZ or find Extreme at klzradio.com or call them directly at 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Enchanted Kitchens, folks, is next, and they want to make that part of your house, the kitchen, that enchanted place, the gathering place. And as we head into Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're going to, in a lot of cases, I think, wish maybe you had done that prior to the holidays. There's no way that's going to get done now. But you know what? It can take place shortly after the holidays. Just go to Enchanted Kitchens, and they can take care of the rest. It's really that simple. 303-376-7588 or go to klzradio.com.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Bruce Simmons, our reverse mortgage specialist, which we'll get into with Jordan here in a little bit as well, because there's things that if you're over the age of 62 might be very beneficial for you to look at. Find Bruce Simmons today at klzradio.com or call him at 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free, liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. By the way, if you got a question for Jordan, please call us. We'll get those answered for you, 303-477-5600. And Jordan, to your point earlier, a lot of potential changes. And I would
– right.
And with, you know, outside of a miracle in the Trump camp, there will be lots of changes coming because Biden most likely will become president. One of the things I was going to ask you, too, when in regards to China and all those different things, what do you see Joe doing in regards to tariffs?
Not doing tariffs. That's something he thought that was wrong with Trump. Now, they worked to some extent, but at a big cost. I mean, it really hurt a lot of American exporters, agricultural particularly, and it's not going to be easy to get all those contracts back. We've got some of them back. They did finally sign a trade agreement with China in January, and for the most part, the Chinese have kept their word and have bought wheat and corn and soybeans and what they promised to do. So that's been good. That's brought those things back. But there's still tremendously high tensions with China on a lot of different fronts. And it's going to be interesting to see if Biden can get more out of the Chinese. So the hardball approach worked to some extent, but not completely. And relations are very, very bad. And not only on the trade front, but politically. I mean, they've been extremely aggressive going after Taiwan in various ways. They've got a war with India on their border. Obviously, what they're doing in Hong Kong is, very, very disturbing. The South China Sea. I mean, they're just doing a lot of things that are very, very aggressive. So Trump's strategy of tariffs didn't really slow them down at all. And I don't know if Biden's going to be stronger. I assume you're thinking the Chinese wanted Biden to win.
Yes.
Because he would have been easier on them. And we'll see if that turns out that way.
Well, Jordan, I was also talking at break just about energy policy. If he... Biden were to streamline and cut back on oil and gas development, that makes us more dependent on green energy. Green energy absolutely relies on rare earth minerals.
China to a large extent.
Yeah, well, the market of which China has cornered worldwide. Right. And so
about 98%. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. And so that is huge for China. If we go away from oil and gas, China booms.
There have been some developments of finding rare earths in the United States, actually. And
Some.
I mean, not to replace everything coming from China, but you're right. They're in a completely dominant position.
Yep.
They were just completely predatory. They got these things. They lowered the price. They basically put the U.S. mines producing rare earths out of business and then raised the prices. It was just classic predatory behavior. Right. So hopefully we'll be able to get some mines going back. But you're right. There's a lot of ways. I mean, the people in China... We're saying what's been happening here is making China stronger in a lot of ways. I mean, you could say the tariffs hurt them, but it made them more self-reliant in many ways.
Gotcha.
And they've been going out and buying the rest of the world. They bought Africa, basically. They bought Latin America. They come in with money. They put in railroads. They put in stadiums. They put in roads. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not doing any of that. So they've got a lot more influence around the world than a few years ago.
All right, let's take some calls. We've got two waiting. Susie in Fort Lupton, you are next on with Jordan Goodman. Welcome, Susie.
Thank you. How are you guys today?
We're doing well. Thanks for calling.
All righty.
Great. You bet. So, Jordan, my question is, I have a lot of equity in my house that is just sitting there not doing anything for me. And if I can get a mortgage at 2.5% and have a big chunk of money, I wonder if you have advice as to how to invest that, if there's a way to have like a monthly dividend or profit sharing that would help me make that payment.
So it can work, but there's some risk to the strategy. You don't confuse certainty and uncertainty, okay?
Right.
If you take out a mortgage, it's certain you have to make the payment every month. The stock market could be good and the dividends could be paid, or the stock can go down and the dividends can be cut, okay? So that's not certain, okay? You can be as certain as possible, but that's the only danger in the strategy is, you've got to make sure that money's coming in to pay that mortgage every month. But as far as places, yes, there's lots of places where you can get yields of 6, 7, 8% or even higher. I'll just give you some examples. Business development companies, BDCs, have yields in the 8, 9, 10% range. Many of them pay monthly. So that's one category.
What are some of the commercial property entities, Jordan, that you can invest in?
I'm just concerned about commercial property these days.
Gotcha.
I'm just concerned that leases are not going to be renewed, and The retail landscape is devastated, and people aren't going to go back to offices. So commercial real estate is not, I don't think, a very strong sector right now. Residential, much more so. There are another category, Susie, would be real estate investment trusts, REITs, where they pay out monthly dividends in strong areas. In residential real estate, they're strong. They're not strong in retail. You know, so there's some areas that you do well. Another area would be healthcare. There are REITs that do like nursing homes and doctor's offices and hospitals. That's going to be more stable kind of thing. I'll give you another unusual idea, if you'd like another unusual idea, which is farming. I've got a lot of resources at moneyanswers.com. One of them I have is what's called Farm Together. And what they do is they lend money to farms that have a long history of producing steady income. They could be growing corn or wheat or soybeans or apples or grapes or anything. And they have a very deep financial history in these things. You get yields about 8, 9, 10% paid monthly out of the crops that are being harvested. And then in the long run, farmland has gone up in value. So in 5 years or so, you'd get your money back and hopefully a capital gain as well. And that doesn't fluctuate, doesn't go up and down the way the stock market does. So it's going to be more stable.
Gotcha.
So that's another alternative. So there are ways of doing it, Susie. But, you know, I just don't want you to take a lot of risk with your house and something that
might. Yeah, and the next question I was going to ask Susie, and this would be, you know, my take on this, is do you have a way of paying that mortgage if, in fact, those dividends don't come in?
I do, but I still would want to take something with very low risk. So I don't have to get into the other stuff.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And the reason I ask, like Jordan just said a moment ago, the last thing you'd want to do is lose your house over some sort of an investment. I would say don't do anything if that were going to be the case. It doesn't sound like that is with you. And so,
there's another way to do it. Now, I know you have a guest who comes out at the top of the hour about reverse mortgages. But if you did a reverse mortgage, you wouldn't have to make payments.
That's true, too.
So you could get the equity. I assume you're over 62, Susie. Is that right?
I'm not, but thanks.
Okay. Well, sorry, but anyway,
that's okay.
All right, that's not going to work for you.
No, it's totally fine. I don't think I want to do a reverse mortgage. That always feels to me like that's letting somebody else do the investing for me.
When you do reverse mortgage
decisions than my
roughly, how much is your house worth, Susan? Just roughly.
I think it's in the upper 500.
All right. So say it's 500,000. And the reverse mortgage, you might get half that, maybe $250,000, whatever. Okay, so you get $250,000 in cash. You then invest that for income, okay? And you can make payments of the reverse mortgage if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, you don't have to.
Right.
So that's a way of increasing your income without having to make payments.
Correct.
With the regular mortgage, you have to make payments.
Right.
So that's the advantage of the reverse mortgage, you see.
Okay, that makes sense. But I do have the money to make the payments.
Perfect.
So I'm
that's good.
There.
That's good.
Yeah.
That puts you in a better position than most, Susie.
Yeah, I know it does.
Good deal. All right, Susie, appreciate it. Jordan, what's the website that Susie can go to find out more, by the way?
Moneyanswers.com is my website. I've got lots of resources. I've got things about reverse mortgages, a lot of things about different kind of investments, and I've got a lot of blogs and all kinds of things. You could just put in high-yield investing. And you can see all kinds of things on there, Susie, that could give you some ideas.
All right, we got one more call here before we go to our next break. Frank, you're next.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi, Frank.
I tuned in, and I just barely caught a little bit. You're talking about the vaccine for coronavirus.
Yes.
And I've done a lot of research on vaccines and adjuvants, and there's some real big problems with the adjuvants that they use in a lot of vaccines, like the flu vaccine. Polysorbate 80, thimerosal, which is mercury, aluminum hydroxide, very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So as fast as they've tried to push these vaccines, I have a lot of concern about how safe they are.
Well, Frank, you're probably not the only one. But the reality is, this is where, you know, Jordan can speak to this probably better than I. The reality is, regardless of all of that, and by the way, I tend to agree with you on some of these things, but the reality, Frank, is it doesn't matter what I or you think. It really matters what the world and or the stock market thinks when it comes to how that end of things work. Am I right, Jordan?
Well, it's certainly been one of the accelerants of the stock market recently is the feeling that most people are going to get a vaccine. It's going to work and do more good than harm. Maybe it'll just do some harm.
Really, but let's face it, and Jordan and Frank, you probably understand this as well. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter I mean, it will matter whether it works or not, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't make any difference. It all comes down to consumer confidence and what consumers feel. And in regards to that, and we'll come back and talk about this in a moment, Jordan, it really comes down to, you know, what does the economy do in response to that? Mask wearing, all the other things that we have going on. It really is going to come down to more of the consumer confidence level of things, and will a vaccine boost consumer confidence? Wall Street, Frank, thinks it will. That's why stocks went up.
Well, people are so fearful right now of traveling, of going out to eat. You know, and if we can take that fear away, the economy can come back.
Yeah, one more thing, and I know this for a fact. No vaccine is better than 70% in protection, and I've used a lot of vaccine in a lot of different ways. Like the flu vaccine, for example, there's 31 serotypes, and when they produce the flu vaccine, they have a very low percentage of getting the right serotype for that year. And it's unfortunate people aren't educated. The best thing they can do is get their immune system
Frank.
Strong as they can.
Frank, thanks, by the way, and spot on. And I will say that, and I've continued to say that all the way through this, and Jordan, I'll tell you as well, you know, if people were actually healthy and had a great immune system, I mean, the reality is we've done all of this. We've shut down an entire economy, the world's greatest economy, by the way, in the entire world, for a death rate that, frankly, is minuscule in the grand scheme of things. But
under 2%.
It still comes back to consumer confidence.
That's right. And people are really afraid to go out and eat and travel and go to restaurants and go to movies, and that's what's held the economy back. I mean, you're right. It's maybe 98% recover from it. But you're still talking about almost 240,000 deaths now. So that's a lot of people, you know, out of a population of, I think, 10 million have gotten the virus in the United States so far.
Out of 330 or 350, roughly, that we have in the country.
Right.
So, again, we've talked
about
this
before. Well, those are
the
ones who tested positive. Some people are saying that the actual rate is maybe 10 times that.
Correct.
If it was 10 times that, that means 100 million people actually have it.
Which actually is a good thing.
Know it.
With an average age of death, which is the same as the average American lifespan.
Right.
We have to keep things in
perspective. The problem is, though, Jordan, and unfortunately, and this has always been my complaint about Wall Street, I can complain about it, I still can't fix it, but that's my complaint about Wall Street. They don't really care about everything I just said. At the end of the day, they only care about them, their data, the numbers, and what they feel confidence levels will be across the board, right?
Correct. And that's why the market plunged when it first came out. And why it's soared since March, basically, is we see the things coming back.
That's
what it's all about.
Let's talk a little more on the energy side of it when we come back, too, because I think those are some things that will be changing as well. And by the way, you got a call for Jordan, a question for Jordan. Please call us, 303-477-5600. Love to chat. We'll be right back. Franktown Firearms, folks, is next. Now, one thing I can guarantee you, because I saw it the 8 years when Obama was president, the wait times to buy a firearm right now is about 3 days. I doubt that will go down much. You know, unfortunately, the Obama administration was probably the best gun salesman we ever had when it came to actually selling guns and doing things along those lines. And I have no predictors, no idea of what's going to happen going down the road. But I will tell you right now that the wait time here in Colorado is 3 days. I do know this. Franktown Firearms has good inventory of ammo and guns themselves. Don't forget, though, and I am a big believer in this, if you're going to get a gun, make sure you're trained on it as well, especially if you're a first-time owner. Go to klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
All right, here we go. Golden Eagle Financial, by the way. And Al Smith would love to help you out with your financial future. And we're talking to Jordan Goodman about this, and he will tie right in with what Al Smith will tell you, you got to make sure you've got enough money to retire on. You got to make sure you can stay in retirement with that money. And by the way, make sure you have a purpose while you're there, and Al can help you with all of those. 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jordan Goodman with us, America's Money Answer Man. And Jordan, I said we were going to talk about energy when we came back, but we got a call that came in that didn't want to go on air with a question. And honestly, I've never actually fielded this question before, so this is a good one. If you can't answer this, by the way, I do have my mortgage broker joining us on Thursday. We can answer it then if not. So somebody called in and said a lot of the ads that you hear talking about mortgages say as long as you're in the home. What if you're in the nursing home, still own the home, want to do some refi and so on? Is that possible? How does that work?
So you're talking about a traditional mortgage or reverse mortgage?
I think this particular person was asking on both.
Yeah, on a traditional mortgage, you've got to be able to pay it back. If you're in a nursing home, you may not be in a position with income to be able to pay it back.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to be a great application for somebody in a nursing home who's not exactly producing income. A reverse mortgage is possible. You do not have to be living in the home. You just have to own the home to be able to get a reverse mortgage. So that would be more appropriate for somebody who's in a nursing home to get the cash out of the home.
Unless you're somebody that's got some, you know, and you're in a nursing home, you've got some decent investments and other things along those lines. But in that case, you probably wouldn't need a mortgage anyway. So it's your regardless, probably, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about energy, which I do see, depending upon how things, you know, move forward with the presidency, we could very easily see some impacts on the energy side of the fence. What and how, that I'm not a predictor of. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure to take federal lands out of circulation as far as oil and gas production. Maybe some of the tax benefits that benefit the oil and gas industry will be taken away or reduced. Joe Biden has said we want to move away from fossil fuels and move towards renewable energy. In the long run, that's a good idea, but in the short term, that's hurting an awful lot of jobs in the pipeline industry and oil and gas exploration and all the things that relent
tons
based on it.
Millions of jobs.
And about eight states. I mean, think of what that would do to Alaska or Texas or Oklahoma or Louisiana, even North Dakota. I mean, Colorado, you've got some oil drilling there as well. So it's a major industry, and these are high-paying jobs. And those people all voted against Biden because they're worried about what may happen.
Right.
Well, and also, Jordan, we're talking in the very long run. When you look at our available reserves with coal, oil, and gas and fracking and so forth, We're talking very, very long run.
Yeah, like 100-year length
mean,
of
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I mean, it, really, we are flush with
That's
with
why
these...
oils have stayed down. Oils are after $40 a barrel. It has not gone up because there's such an oversupply around the world. The technology has allowed us to get oil like fracking and shale drilling that we never were able to get to before.
Exactly. Huh. There's no shortage, and there wouldn't be a shortage for several decades. So to rush ahead without it to far more expensive sources is going to be crippling in a lot of industries.
In some areas, it's competitive. Like solar is a competitive way to heat your home and air condition, electrify your home. Cars, obviously, electric vehicles are very efficient, and that's why I mean, they've only got maybe a 2% market share, but people are definitely moving to electric cars, as are the car makers,
but,
every
and
one
and
of them.
Real quick, and I've spent,
but you
I've spent countless
generate
hours.
The electricity.
Well, and I own an electric car, so I've spent countless hours as a car guy, Jordan, talking about electric cars. And it's great for people that could have a second, third car, park indoors, have a charge station, all of that.
Yeah.
A guy living in an apartment or any other, you know, means along those lines.
Right. It's
never
not
going to
be appropriate for them.
Well,
right.
And also, if you don't have the government, let's face it, payouts that help you buy those things, no.
The credits have certainly helped, like a Tesla.
A little.
But my understanding is those credits are going away. Now, Biden may bring them back. I think some of them are about to expire, and maybe Biden will bring them back. There's going to be a lot of
that
tax
would not
incentives
shock me.
To help solar, biothermal, electric vehicles.
What do you see the price of? I guess ultimately where I'm going with this is where do you see the price of oil going, staying down or going up?
I think it's going to be staying down because it's going to be used less. Now, there's some areas like airplanes. I think it's going to be a long time before we get something instead of that. But cars can be run on the electric grid. A lot of things can be run on the electric grid. So overall demand for oil is going to be going down longer term. And we're more efficient with it. And, you know, solar, if solar and wind can take care of a lot of homes, that's a huge amount of less demand for oil. So I don't really see oil going up beyond, whatever, $50 a barrel for quite a while.
Well, and I agree with you along those lines, other than for different reasons. I believe because of the plethora, and I do believe that if we make a shift and we move away from oil, of course, it's going to keep the price down. The only thing that I could see moving prices up, Jordan, is if we somehow put an artificial price load on it that pushes it up. And I don't know if that's even something possible that the administration
well,
like
yeah,
a Biden administration
could do.
Well,
yeah, you could do a carbon tax. You could do a carbon tax, which would raise energy prices to get money to invest
that,
in
that
renewables.
That one would not shock me, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's very much a cap and trade, those kind of things.
Crippling.
That, I could see that happening.
That would move energy
terrible.
Prices up. That
those
would definitely move energy prices up. Yeah,
yeah, but no offense, Andy, that's not the point. If he does it, he does it. I realize it's crippling. I'm looking at it more of, is this sort of thing coming? And if it is, what do we all do as consumers to prepare? Because the reality is, whether it's crippling or not, and I'm not disagreeing, I believe it would be. How do we, though, and part of what we do on a daily basis here is, how do we prepare those folks that are listening to us in that manner if that does come?
And people are doing the opposite. They're buying bigger and bigger trucks all the time.
Correct.
The hot cars selling now are pickups and
that's
bigger
right.
trucks.
That's yeah.
Which
right now
they're more efficient than they used to be, but they're not the most efficient cars out there.
No, and the used car market in general right now, of course, is up because of COVID and other things, you know, Jordan. But no, to your point, right now the used pickup market, especially not just
very
here
hot.
In Colorado, but across the country, the used pickup market right now is one of the hottest markets for cars out there. Period. Right now.
Right. And those are not necessarily efficient as far as fuel economy.
No, I mean, they are now getting into the low 20s in the fuel economy, but that's a far cry from what other, you know, other vehicles of similar carrying capacity of passengers, not load capacity, but
those
carrying of passengers is concerned.
Right.
Yeah, they're probably half of what you could get someplace else.
Right. So, I mean, that's what you can do, and you can certainly weatherize your home and do things to save energy. Because if energy prices go up, and we have, just think of our current situation. We have very low oil prices. We have very low, if not 0% interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was my next question, by the way. We'll get to that when we come back.
Mortgages and savings accounts and all that. And just to give you an example on the federal deficit, okay, the Treasury paying pretty much zero, or even on long treasuries, you know, 0.9 or something like that.
Right.
If interest rates went up 1 percentage point, that would be a massive increase in the deficit. Because we've got, $27 trillion now, something like that?
Yeah, almost
adding
30
to
trillion.
It all the time.
Yes.
If the interest rates went up on even some portion of that, that would be a massive increase in the deficit. So We're in a halcyon era right now of low energy prices, low interest rates. If either or both of those go up, that would really hurt our economy.
We're at 27.2 trillion as we speak. So yes,
yeah, give or take a few hundred billion.
Yeah, we're rolling right along. The old ticker just keeps rolling along. One thing I want to do is take a break, come back, and let's talk about interest rates, because that's another thing that when we talk to people that are out there listening to us right now, Jordan, and we talked to somebody even earlier talking about interest rates, whether you're on the receiving or the paying end of interest rates, which, by the way, both of those have effects one way or the other, something we can talk about as soon as we come back and see what your thoughts are moving forward there as well. So, again, America's Money Answer Man, Jordan Goodman, give us a call if you got a question for Jordan, 303-477-5600. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. And with Michael, you want to make sure that when you leave this earth, you've got things properly planned out. And by the way, a lot of what we're talking about when it comes to, you know, money and those sorts of things and assets, you can either protect those assets through death, or you can leave those very vulnerable. It depends upon how things are set up. And if you don't have Michael on your side, you're liable to be left out in the cold. Call Michael today, 720-394-6887, or find him at klzradio.com.
Once you die, it's too late. For a variety of reasons, neither KLZ nor Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law recommend seances or any other means of attempting to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Yes, you might wish you knew their final wishes, but once they've passed on, it's too late to find out. Your best option is to visit klzradio.com/estate now while you're still alive. Because KLZ's mobile estate planner absolutely insists on writing your will before you die.
Okay, Purefoy Chevrolet, speaking of cars, as we just were a moment ago, folks, and if you're looking to do anything on a car, size up, size down, depends on your needs. If you're a business owner and you've got some things you need to take care of before the end of the year tax-wise, you name it, they can take care of you. They got a full lot of used cars, and don't forget new cars as well. That's the Purefoy Chevrolet dealership in Fort Lupton, Highway 52 and Highway 85. Find them at purefoychevrolet.com or call them at 303-659-8311.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purefoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purefoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, Andy Pate, and Charlie, our engineer. All right, Jordan, interest rates, which you just mentioned a moment ago, big deal. And it's a big deal on both sides of the fence. Those that have really good, solid investments want a higher interest rate so they get better returns. Those that are paying interest, whether it's mortgages, business lines of credit, and so on, they want to see things kept down. There's sort of this seesaw, you know, fighting that's always going on when it comes to interest rates. Where is the happy medium?
Well, the borrowers are winning and the savers are losing right now.
And have for years, by the way.
For several years. I mean, in Europe, I think I saw a recent statistic, $17 trillion worth of bonds are trading at negative yields today, below 0%. $17 trillion. It's just staggering kinds of numbers. If you're in Germany or in Switzerland, you know, you're going to get a minus 0.5% yield, so-called yield. You only lose a half of a cent. You don't earn a thing. So savers have really been taking it for quite a while here. There are some alternatives, by the way. I've got several things at moneyanswers.com that can help them. There's a place called Consumers Credit Union, for example, that'll pay 4%. So that's at least a little bit better, and some other places that do offer higher yields. But in general, we're subsidizing borrowing and penalizing savings. That's the way it's working, because you earn nothing on savings. And you, just like we had before, remember we had Susie, who sounded like she was perfectly fine.
Yes.
She's going out and wanting to take out a mortgage or a house because she can get a 2.5% interest rate. I mean, that's That shows you how far things are going, encouraging people to borrow. We have enough debt in this country already as it is, and we're encouraging people to do more. Not only people, but corporations have been taking a lot of debt, and clearly the government is taking a lot of debt as well. This game does not go on forever without pain.
So with the Biden presidency, what do you see? Because frankly, personally, I don't see that getting any better when it comes to the country borrowing, because a lot of
the deficits are going to soar.
Yeah, it's going to soar. The things that they're promoting that they would like to do inside of their administration, yeah, it's not going to be $27 trillion. It'll be $35
trillion. Oh, yeah. Within the first year, I think, yeah. I mean, we had a $3 trillion deficit for fiscal year ending at the end of September this year. And so there'll be a new stimulus program. Mm-hmm. He's talking about making college free for lots of people. Infrastructure.
Yep.
Natural
resources. You know what? A lot of people out there probably just thought to themselves, wait a minute, what did Jordan just say? 35? You know, you and I both said 35 trillion, and you said within the first year. And right. I think there's people out there thinking you two are both insane. You're nuts. We're not, folks.
Had I told you a year ago we'd be at 27 plus trillion now, would you have thought that would be possible?
No, I would not have a year ago. Right? No, not a year ago. I would not have. I don't think, Jordan, you're far off in saying that it could easily be 35 trillion by this time next year, you know, or shortly thereafter. In turn, what does that mean for the average person listening when it comes to what we're talking about?
It means that the burden of debt on their kids and grandkids is growing. I think the average now is something like $270,000. Per individual in the country, something like that is the debt. And so that'll just keep growing. As long as interest rates stay down, it's kind of manageable, but at a certain point...
Debt per taxpayer, $218,000.
All right, something like that. So it's, you know, it's a big number.
Yep.
It's definitely
it's
a
huge
number. So that's going to keep growing. And people say, when are we going to pay it back? The answer is never, okay? We know that right now.
Yeah, we're not.
And we're monetizing this debt by, you know, in the long run... If you have inflation, it means that the money is worth less, and it creates long-term inflation to have these kind of things. That's why gold has done well, and that's frankly why Bitcoin has done well. Bitcoin's up to about $15,000 a Bitcoin right now.
Wow.
It's been kind of the sleeper gold, and that's people losing faith in fiat currencies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another kind of side effect of these huge debts that are happening at the federal level, but it's happening around the world. European Union is printing money like crazy. The Japanese, the Chinese, the Indians, everybody's printing money. So it's kind of a massive race to the bottom and devaluing your currency.
So do you see, I mean, I guess just as, you know, folks that are listening, whether they're investors or whether they've got home loans or, you know, business debt or whatever the case may be, do you see interest rates ticking up in the next year or two, or can Biden, the Biden administration afford that with this amount of debt that they're going to be taking on?
They're not worried about the deficit, but I don't think interest rates are going to move up significantly. I mean, we know the Fed Reserve is going to stay at zero, basically, for the Fed funds rate for at least 2 years, maybe longer than that. So with that as a base, I just don't see interest rates moving up that much more.
And by the way, I agree with you on that, and I think because of also the reasons that you stated in regard to what it costs us as a country to pay that interest on that debt. As a country, we really, in fact, if anything, Jordan, I think the thing you worry about, like I, is deflation, not inflation.
Well, in areas, I mean, certainly the coronavirus is a deflationary event. It means much less economic activity. Mm-hmm. That's why oil prices are down, other commodity prices are down. There's less purchasing going on, and that's a deflationary event. Now, if we get a rebound, we get a vaccine, and things get back to normal, you could potentially have a big inflationary surge because the amount of money that's been printed.
Correct.
I mean, printed isn't the right word. Created electronically, it's much faster and easier to do it that way than you're not literally printing the amount of money that's been created. The Fed's balance sheet started this year at about $4 trillion. Now it's about $8 trillion, and it may end the year at about $10 trillion, something like that. So that $6 trillion or so has pretty much been printed electronically this year.
Yeah, and again, folks, that's, I hope, Jordan, as much as I want to see the economy come back and come back strong, I think it needs to be throttled to come back correctly. Otherwise, we can have big inflation, which is not good either.
Well, it isn't. And particularly, as we said, if interest rates, inflation goes up, interest rates go up. And you can imagine what that would do to the budget deficit. I mean, look at a place like Venezuela or Illinois would be another example, right? They just can't handle their debts. And it's just destroying the entire society. I mean, people want to move out of Illinois because... You know, they're not very creditworthy. They borrowed a huge amount. Their pension fund is way underfunded. People are moving out of not only cities, but they're moving out of high-tax states. I mean, where I am in New York, people are leaving in droves going to Florida and going to Texas and going to lower
income states. When is that going to be, just a side note on that, Jordan, when's that going to be a wake-up call to some of those cities and states that folks have done that? Because from what I can see, it hasn't affected the way they do policy or the way they're, you know, the way they're handling their governments in those particular areas. I don't see much change there. When are they going to wake up?
They're going to wake up by raising taxes even more, pushing people out even more. Just about a month ago, New Jersey added a millionaire's tax, for example. So their solution is to tax more, which drives people out even more. Now, people are leaving the cities for several reasons. High taxes is clearly one of them.
Mm-hmm.
High crime and looting and
right.
not feeling safe is another one. And the virus. People don't want to be stuck in their apartments and can't get out
right.
because of that. These are long-term structural factors. There was a recent report from the post office that over 600,000 New Yorkers have made permanent changes of address out of New York City
wow.
in the last 6 months.
Wow, that's a lot.
And it's the rich people that leave. It's not the poor ones that leave. It's the ones with all the assets. And I'd say probably the biggest place they're going is Florida. I was down in Florida, and there's just tons of New Yorkers moving in there because, you know, no income tax
right.
and business friendly and good weather and that's where they're going. So this is a long-term structural change.
Agree.
How you're going to deal with this as a big city mayor, I don't know. It's not only New York. I assume this is happening in Denver yeah. as well, and certainly San Francisco and Chicago and all the major cities.
All right, we have 1 minute left. What do we talk? Let's talk real quick about health insurance and the open enrollment period.
Sure. So here we are in November. This is your chance to change enrollment in your health insurance plans. I've got a link at Money Answers to ehealthinsurance.com. They've got about 180 different insurance companies you can pick from. Premiums and deductibles are changing all the time. This is a really good chance to kind of see what's best for you. And I think we've mentioned before, another alternative is what's called health sharing.
Yes.
The big company there called MediShare.
Right.
It's kind of like a co-op yep. or credit union for health insurance where you have an account, you put money in there, but if you don't have enough money in your account to pay your health bills, money from other people's accounts goes and pays your health bills. And that's a way of having a much lower cost, maybe a third of what traditional insurance premiums would be, and still make sure you're covered. You do not want to be in a pandemic without health insurance. That's not a smart idea.
No.
So
it's not
those
a smart
are two
idea,
resources. Ehealthinsurance.com or MediShare, I have in the resource center at MoneyAnswers.com.
Perfect. Jordan, as always, we appreciate you joining us. The hour goes by fast when you're here, and we'll talk. There'll be more big changes, I'm sure, by the time we talk
oh,
to you in
yes,
December.
Oh, yes, there will be. Very so, good. Thank you
enjoy
both,
your
John
Thanksgiving,
Andy.
Jordan. Appreciate
you
it very
too.
Much. Take
Thank
care again. That's Jordan Goodman, MoneyAnswers.com. Real quick, an announcement. Smiles for Veterans. This is happening tomorrow at Colorado Family Dentistry in Lakewood. They are thanking their military with free dental care. So if you want to find out more information, if you're a vet and you need some dental care, just contact Colorado Family Dentistry in Lakewood. They are offering a free day of health care, or sorry, of dental care, I should say, for vets. So that's a really cool thing. Thank you, by the way, for doing that. I just got that announcement before coming on air today, and we really appreciate that. Colorado Family Dentistry in Lakewood. If you're a vet in need of dental care, that is the place to go tomorrow. They're saying thank you, and we say thank you as well. American National Insurance is next, folks. And hey, as I go through just the different things I've been dealing with my cabin that burned down and just all the insurance facets of it and so on, boy, I tell you what, folks, you got to make sure you're insured properly on the front side. Once something happens, there's no going back. You can't make any changes. Make sure you're properly insured today. Call American National Insurance, Paul Leuenberger, my agent, 303-662-0789.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. And yes, real quick, I want to announce that again. Colorado Family Dentistry in Lakewood. They are giving back to veterans by providing free dental care. If you want to call the office, the number is 303-284-0202. Again, 303-284-0202. And owners there, by the way, Dr. Casper and her husband, Cry, they're the owners of Colorado Family Dentistry and are offering that as we speak. So that'll be tomorrow for all of you vets. We appreciate that very, very much. So thank you, Colorado Family Dentistry in Lakewood. We'll be back. Hour two is next. If it's getting close to 7 o'clock and you're listening to the replay hour, thank you so much. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place for Wellness Wednesday. Otherwise, myself, Andy, and Charlie, hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.